We're studying together with Hashem's help, Masechet Sanhedrin, Yud Tet, Amud Bet 19b, towards the end of the page, three lines from the bottom of the daf. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tokfo shel Yosef Anvato Anvatanuto shel Boaz. The strength of Yosef was the modesty of Boaz. Tokfo shel Boaz, the strength of Boaz, Anavatanuto shel Palti ben Laish, was the modesty of Palti ben Laish. What's he saying? Rabbi Yochanan saying that we've got three individuals, Yosef, Boaz, and Palti ben Laish. Each of them withstood the test of Niuf, Arayot, maybe, not Arayot necessarily, but Niuf at least. And in fact, according to the Pshat of the Gemara now, we're learning that Boaz was stronger actually than Yosef, and Palti ben Yaish was stronger than even Boaz. What were the three incidences? So Yosef, we know, Yosef with the Eshet Potiphar. Boaz was with Ruth when she came to lay down next to him in the field. And Palti we learned yesterday with Michal, for the sword between him and Michal. So the Gemara is actually saying that Boaz was a harder test than Yosef, and Palti was a harder test even than Boaz. Why? So,
yes. Huh? Lying in the room together.
Well, Yosef was being tempted by Potiphar's wife.
Yes.
And she did anything she could, but she was still married.
Right.
Boaz, that was a threshing floor, basically in an enclosed area. You know, so all he had to do was turn over. And he resisted that. But, what's the last one? Palti, he was legally married, according to at least one opinion, by the King Saul. You know, so he was, you know, he was supposed to have relations with his wife, and he didn't.
So there we see that Yosef, according to the Pshat, his test wasn't as hard because it was with a married woman. She was a married woman, even though she was propositioning him, she was a married woman. Boaz, his test was with a woman who was free, and free to him, and he could have been with her. It wouldn't have been against any halakha to have been with her. Wouldn't have been breaking anything. Apart from the fact that there was someone else closer in terms of Yibum that he wanted to offer the opportunity to first.
No, but that'd be like Yibum, wouldn't it?
Huh?
It'd be like Yibum.
So that's...
He's not married.
He could have married her by that. The one can acquire...
You can't just have you the woman without having a dish, no?
No, you can. According to the Torah, he could have done. Maybe according rabbinically, it would be better to have gone through the...
Minas
Torah, you can marry a person by bia. It's one of the three ways of... So you would say, okay, with this act, I hereby mekadusha at you, and she says fine, and that's fine. Then they're officially married. But so there was arguably there was someone else at least first that he said no, it's better that we have to check with Ploni Almoni. So okay, so he had a test of some sort. And but not as strong, it wasn't an Eshadish. Right? And but Palti already he was apparently married. He's apparently married. They went through whatever marriage ceremony they went through. They moved in together. She brought in all her clothes and makeup and whatever she had, stuck them in the closet, got changed, got into bed, And he had to start for a whole year. No, when for sure his Yetzirah could have said, you know what? It's fine. You got married. Right? I understand there's a different... you can rely on Shaul. Shaul's a gadol of gadol, and Shaul said it was good. I can rely on that opinion. Right? There has to be a lot of...
And the Yetzirah would have said, you had to have children. It's a big mitzvah to have children.
David was afraid of David? No, Nira Hashem. Apparently he was very...
Shaul gave him his daughter.
Yes. At that point, Shaul was still king. David wasn't king.
Because
he was afraid of Hashem. He knew it wasn't a proper marriage. He knew that he'd been promised to David. Or that she'd actually married David because David had acquired her from the... No. My understanding is Fir Hashem.
Now, two questions. What does Rashi say, and how long were they married?
Who?
Apati.
Apparently a year. No, many years, according to Rashi. Rashi says many years. Rashi says over here... took Boshel Yosef in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines up from the bottom of Rashi. Took Boshel Yosef and Rotoshel Boaz. Devar Gadol Shel Yosef, something that was great for Yosef, Kadavar Kal was something as if it was light, the Katan and small, Sheva Boaz, Tokef, Devar Gadol, Katan, comma, Sheva Boaz, Tokef, Devar Gadol, Rachamo, Vyeshlo, Shem, Anava, or Sham Anava, Devar She'en Lo Sham, the Adam Oser Lefi, Tumato. Wasn't really. Says over on the next page, I think. On the top of the next page, he says about Palti, Amanatosho Palti, De Ilu Boaz Chada Laila. For Boaz, it was one night, and Palti Shani Rabot. Palti was many years. Many years. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Gemara says, Tokfosho Boaz, it explains a little bit now. Tokfosho Yosef Avanatuto Shel Boaz. Right? The strength of Yosef was modest compared to that of Boaz. Dichtiv, how do we know? So it says, Vayihi b'chatzia laila, because it was in the middle of the night, this is in Rut, when Rut came to him in the field, it happened in the middle of the night, Vayicharet ha'ish. The man got startled, got scared. V'yilafet. V'yilafet in the pshat means he turned over and there was a woman lying there next to him. Right? Which is enough to scare him. So the Gemara darshens the word v'yilafet. My v'yilafet, Amar Rav, Rav says, she'enasa basaro k'roshe lefatot. Lefatot, or lefet, is a turnip. So the Rav over here wants to darshan the word vilafet, that he became like a turnip, meaning his flesh, some part of his flesh, became hard like a turnip, right? And so we see the Gemara is bringing that to show us that it was a mamash a real test for Boaz. It's not like he there's a woman there and he's like, what are you doing? Get out of here. No, he was aroused to be with her. And he still decided not to. Shalom, Boker Tov. Right, so it wasn't simply that there happened to be a strange woman in his bed and he decided, oh, who are you? I've never seen you, go away. No, he was clearly prepared and ready to be with her and chose to overcome his Yetzirah and not. Yeah, the wording... it says here, "Shena aser b'savor," that his flesh was made k'rashei lefatot, like the head of a turnip. According to Yeah. Right, if you see the Rashi says Kuroshe Lefatot, Lefat, like the head of eternity, right? It's kasher, it became hard, and even nonetheless, Kavashitro, he overcame his Yitzhahara. Rafalpi Shepanuya Hayita, even though she was free to him, right, she was single, the Imobabita, and she was with him in a bed, so to speak. About Yosef, Eshet Ishaita Ve'enai Imobabita. With Yosef, it was an Eshet Isha, she wasn't with him in the bed. Right, that's just to explain the difference between the two of them. Kuroshe Lepatot, you want to say differently using the verb to seduce? Maybe. Shana Seba Sarot. It doesn't really fit with the rest of the wording. Yeah, Nachon. Nachon.
This is very hard.
Right, Nachon. So that was, that's the key to the...
Stay in the morning, because he wants to invest there. Right. So he has to stay there. Right. Usually, the situation is wrong. Nachon. Or he tells her to go out. Either he goes or he tells her to leave. We don't ask. Stay here. Either way. It's a question on anyone, but...
For our learning, we could ask a question on Boaz as to why he allowed himself to be put in that situation and didn't.
Yeah, it's separate.
Also, there's Yichud.
So
it's questions.
Way,
there's still questions.
I'm gonna give
that explanation in a minute. That's the Rabbi Nachman's explanation is different. It's different on this. So let me just finish and then I'll explain that what Rabbi Arish says, talking about Rabbi Nachman's explanation. Okay, so over the page. Tokfo shel Boaz avnuto shel Palti ben Laish kadam rana. Like we said above. Right, so Tov, like we said above, that he had many years with in the bed. So according to Pshat, what we've got now is that Yosef was a tzaddik, Boaz was an even bigger tzaddik, and Palti ben Laish was a bigger tzaddik of them all. Which is difficult, because unless you're a student of Gemara, you've never even heard of Palti ben Laish. Boaz maybe, Palti ben Laish, he's like the biggest tzaddik of them all, but you never even heard of him. What's going on? Yosef, the tzaddik, the main one. How can it be Yosef is the main tzaddik when these two are greater than him? We haven't even heard of Palti ben Laish. Palti ben Laish is the greatest tzaddik of them all. So Rav Nachman explains differently. So this Gemara is not explaining the Pshat. The Pshat, the meaning of this Gemara is that what happened is that after Yosef weakened the Yetzirah. Yosef killed that Yetzirah. After Yosef, it became much easier to withstand. After Boaz did what he did, it became much easier to withstand again. And after Palti ben Laish did what he did, it became much easier. That each of the tzaddikim, when they achieve what they achieve, they make it easier for us. Right? When Rabbi Nachman and all the Breslov followers achieve what they achieve, to being going out in the middle of the night screaming like wolves in the forest for 4 hours in the freezing cold and dunking in the ice cold mikvah. Now we can do half an hour sitting in the armchair, a chair, please help me, and I can change everything.
That's because the trees
just got used to it.
It's because people like them and people like Rav Arush have worked their socks off that makes it easier for us. And they're even true with us and other people, right? The work and effort we do relative to the rest of the world, we don't do much, right? We're not the Baruch Hashem, we're not the greatest tzaddikim. But nonetheless, relative to the rest of the world that is still slowly waking up, we're actually, relatively speaking, putting in quite a bit of effort, so to speak. Not for us, we're doing nothing, we're like drinking coffee and that, right? But our efforts, as measly as they are, Baruch Hashem, are helping other people. Meaning that it's easy for them to do tshuva, right? The fact that you and I, well, let me speak for myself, the fact that I came back and made tshuva from the place I was in, from like pretty much nothing, right, is in the merit of people who came before me. And the people who come after us, so to speak, it doesn't have to be generationally afterwards, it can be afterwards in Tel Aviv, Haifa, tomorrow, next week, right, after us, are also relying to a certain extent, benefiting from the work we do. And it's easier for them. They're sitting there and he's flicking through the newspaper and he sees an advert for Chabad. He says, oh, you know what? Let's go to that. Right? And suddenly he's in. He's through the door. Right? What happened? Where was the teshuvah, the tears, the crying, the pain? Nah. He just walked into a Chabad Purim party and that was it. And he was done. Right? But why? Because everyone before him had made it much easier.
But you could argue that today's generation has it much harder with SNIS and pornography and the
You're
internet
right, 100%.
Than two generations ago, because two generations ago they were at least somewhat modest.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but in terms of
nowadays where they're not wearing almost anything.
Right, but in terms of the ability to make teshuva is now relatively easy. People can make Shuva on a dime. They can flip. If you ever seen Rav Amnon Yitzhak, who is amazingly wonderful and has made countless numbers of ballet teshuva. People go to his concerts, lectures, and they're sitting in the audience, chiloni, wearing not much, and they come and they're suddenly running up on the stage, putting on mitpachot, putting on talesim, and like in the right, like that. What happened?
In this situation,
they put something on. Okay, you're right. Maybe not. Maybe they all just went home and they went to the club. But some do. Some do for sure. So even the some do. They also have. I'm not saying that they all do, but the ability is possible to flip. He said at least for Israelis, right? Americans and England, they don't do that, but Israelis do. Israelis are very black and white. Oh, you like top, let's go. And they're there. But so what's it mean in our Gemara? It means that here, when it says what was difficult for Yosef was easy for Boaz. And what was easy for Boaz was easy for Palti Nazir. It's going on the fact that it was much easier now. It was difficult for them, but once they did it, it now became easier. And that's the reason why we still have Yosef as the Tzaddik and not Palti Ben Laish as the Tzaddik taking his place.
Well, the explanation was Yosef was very young. The fire is more strong and Boaz was very old.
But certainly in terms of Pshat, the actual incident that they went through, right? It's Eishetish versus one night out in the field versus many years in the bedroom is certainly Pshat. Also different tests. Also different types of tests. We also know that with different people as well, right? That what's the name? Eshet Potiphar was the Midrash explains, maybe the Zohar, whoever explains that she was the essence of that lust. It wasn't like she was like Ruth Ruth was a huge virtuous woman, but this woman was knee up on legs, so to speak. She represented that characteristic in Egypt in the worst place. With the weather, as we're talking to Tzedekot, Michal and Ruth were both right. So there's also a bit of a difference in terms of what was going on there.
But isn't the Itzahara finding even harder now, given the internet pornography and lack of sneeze?
Because
he knows he's being, this is his last chance, so he's putting everything he can into.
Now, our test is different now. Our test is... our test is whatever our test is. Right, you can say along these same lines, and the test in the last generation is even harder than then, because now, as you say, we've got wall-to-wall naked women everywhere. Right? They were all sneers, covered up, modest, whatever. And I know. If you want to make an argument in that respect,
all you need is all the tourists wearing nothing.
All right, let's look. Take our mind back into the Gemara. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, we're still on this subject. We're praising. You'll see that we're going back into the Pshat of the Gemara, which is that Palti was the highest of them all.
So we're Kuf Amud Aleph.
Kuf Amud Aleph. Kaf Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dichtiv, what's that thing that's written? Rabot banot asu chayil ve'atalita kulana. What's that thing that we sing every Friday evening to our wives? That comes from Mishlei, right? Eshet chayil. Many daughters behave virtuously, but you are above all of them. So we explained, Rabot banot asu chayil. Many daughters acted virtuously. Ze Yosef and Boaz. This refers to Yosef and Boaz. Va'at alita kulana, but you are above them all. Ze Palti ben Laish. That means Palti ben Laish. Tom, I'm not sure how he learns that out. Doesn't explain how. But Tom, if Rabbi Yochanan said it, then...
Does Rashi say anything?
No. Then he has two to rely on. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar Rabbi Yonatan. My dichtiv, what's that thing that's written? Sheker Achen Bechevel Ayofi, also from the same Pasuk. Sheker Achen, ze Yosef. Chevel Ayofi, ze Boaz. Yirat Hashem, Hititala, ze Palti Ben Laish. Right? What's the difference between them? Sheker Achen, ze Yosef. I'm assuming that in the case of Yosef, that was fighting against Chaim. I don't know. And Hevela Yofi, Boaz, that's Ruth was Yofi.
I guess
Chaim.
Yofi.
Hashem. That will be praised. But he wants to say that. I think he wants to say that those two, that Sheker Achen v'Chevel Ayofi, that they were nothing, but Palti Ben Laish, Hititalel. That's praiseworthy. Yeah, Chen and Yofi. Yeah. I'm not quite sure. There's not really. What's he say? Hold on. There is a footnote here. The footnote here comes from the Marasha. Marasha explains like this. There were three levels: grace, beauty, and fear of God. Right? They applied to Yosef, Boaz, and Palti respectively. Yosef was tempted by a woman whose attraction was grace. Right? The Egyptians were not known for their beauty. Right? So they had chen, but not beauty. They were known for chen, but they didn't have beauty. By the chen? Chen is... I would say in this context it would be attraction. In this context, it would be attraction, but not beauty. Not like she's not technically beautiful, but she's but attractive. No, okay. Your no, Chayn is explains Chayn. He being in the first Lukte Moran explains Chayn as Chayn is what gives a person fulfills their requests, their prayers. Person with Chayn gets their prayers. Okay, so what? Anyway, we were explaining Rav Nachman on Chayn. So Rav Nachman says Chayn is what gets the prayers fulfilled, and that Am Yisrael, they lost their Chayn to the nations. The nations got Chayn, which is why they apparently seem to be doing fine, and we were doing very badly 200 years ago. We're doing a lot better now, Baruch Hashem. Why? Because he said things are changing. That the Chayn of Am Yisrael is going to rise, and the Chayn of the nations is going to fall. Right? And that's what, when you have Chayn, then Hashem kind of answers your request. You have a desire. When someone has chayn in the physical world, you want to help them. You want to help them.
So they translate this as grace. So,
yeah, but it's kind of a desire to help to fulfill their will. So that's.
So they had it.
She has the ability to attract. Like to attract on a not a beauty level,
on a sexual level.
I don't even know how to describe that. On an attraction level, maybe. Anyway, Tov. So that was Yosef. Boaz had to deal with beauty, Ruth. Her characteristic was beauty, so he dealt with overcoming beauty. And Shaul, he's described as fearing God, which answers your question, Ruben, earlier. Because fear of God prevented him from committing the act that was only questionably forbidden. Right? He could have still done it, but it was only fear of God that stopped him. Yofi. Devaracher, alternatively, Shekarachem, Zedoro Shel Moshe. Alternatively, you could say, no, we're not talking about Boaz and Yosef, we're talking about something different. Devarach Sheker Chayn, Zedor Shel Moshe. Hevel Yofi, Zedor Shel Yeshua. Yuat Hashem Yitzatalal, Zedor Shel Chizkiyah. What does it mean? Good question. Pshat is that, let's see the Rashi. Asku b'Torah harbeh, v'doro shel Chizkiyahu yoter mihem. They're talking about how much they studied Torah, right? That each one studied Torah more, and even Chizkiyahu was even higher level of Torah study than there was in days of Yeshua and than there was in the days of Moshe. But maybe you could say that they're all, because the generations go down. So. Let's see. Mechobo or Mifnei Shemin. Shemin. Mechobo or Mifnei Shemin. That's from Yeshua, I think. Ramrinan, Bechere, Mechobo, less. Well, it depends how stronger, because the Yetzahara is relevant to the individuals. So we know that in the past that they were much stronger, so they had stronger Yetzaharas too, because the Yetzahara is according to the greatness of an individual, but we're weak, and so our Yetzahara is very weak still, but it's bigger than us. So it's
when the rabbi say the
yes. Good question. No, but or maybe they thought because they would see that they'd be weaker. We know that in that generation the people are going to be so weak and they're not going to be able to stand up. Maybe that, like, for example, if Rabbi Akiva came back into this generation, it wouldn't be a problem. He's not going to look at nothing. He's not going to lie. But he knew that if he came back into this generation, he wouldn't be Rabbi Akiva. He'd be someone with an Hashama like you and me. And then he'd be in trouble. Because we're so... As Rabbi Akiva, they're off doing very well.
Climbing a tree.
So you can say the Yetzer Hara is much stronger then. Much stronger. They say about Rav, Linedu had said about Rav. Rav was walking down the road from the marketplace and he saw a man and a woman walking together, and he followed them through a forest, and they didn't do anything, and he was shocked. And he said, if it was me, I wouldn't have been able to stop myself. The fact that they were just walking together in a relatively secluded place, Rav said he wouldn't have been able to stop himself. How can that be? You and I can stop ourselves. We can walk through, right? Well, I'm stronger than Rav, I'm bigger than Rav. No, clearly not. The strength of their Yetzer Hara, what they had to deal with, what they were fighting against, was huge.
The problem is that we're so weak,
we look. Right? If we had any strength, we wouldn't look. Like a previous generation, like our grandparents, I think, I'm not interested in that. They're, what's all this to you? They're not interested because they're from a previous generation. They're stronger.
They didn't have TV.
But now, those people who are here living now, they're not so interested in all this to you. It doesn't interest them. It doesn't interest them, neshama. But someone with a weak neshama like us, right, we've got no brain, no mind. We can't think about something for 2 minutes and then we're wandering. We're just weak.
When you come over the answer, you gain so much with this kind of religion.
Yes.
Because you're so weak.
Yeah.
You try to come over the weakness. Yeah, when this person is only person is very weak, you come over this, you gain so much.
But we're also different because we're very weak, and we have the ability to get up and then we fall. We get up and we fall, we get up and we fall. In the previous generation, they didn't get up and fall, get up and fall, get up and fall. Right? They fell maybe once in their lifetime, they fell twice, if they're lucky, right?
Their year was like this, it was like up and down,
Tom, I didn't daven so well today, I should work on myself tomorrow. Right, and they're we hit the floor and we get up, and we hit the floor and we get right. It's a different.
But listen, Daphne, you never down.
Right.
Then you start. Maybe next year you want to make more movements longer and you have more potential. Then maybe 10 years to realize how low you was in 10 years ago. Right? So okay. You see how you rise.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
uh-huh.
The time it was very fast.
They couldn't fall. We see from the Gemara that when the Tanaim fell, they were sick or they died. Right? Lachash da'ato, his mind got weak. In the case of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that's how he died. Right? His mind got weak and he died. But he couldn't do it.
Maybe
that was it. He was gone.
When he reached to a level, realized how.
It depends how far you are. If you're very high up and you fall a long way, you hit the ground. But if you're already on the floor and you fall over, oh, you hurt yourself a little bit. It doesn't kill you.
Mercy, Hashem, of course, it is.
I tell you, And I'm not, I've seen, I think it was a Masechta Rosh Hashanah that I saw that.
Yeah.
That, in terms of that, when you're saying when they get sick and they just die, and as soon as they have a Yerida, it says that's where it's put in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If someone is at a low level, it's different, someone's at a low level, and you want to, some people are up and down. When a Nishama is completely pure, and he sees it in a part of his life, he's about to, and it falls, Hashem takes him up and out.
Yeah.
As soon as that Nishama falls, because he was always at that super high level, as soon as he drops, Nishama, Hashem takes the Nishama
up. Well, why? Because why can't he come back up?
Hashem has,
it's too much.
Hashem has mercy on him. Just the fact that he's starting to fall, he's at that. That's it.
Yeah. It's a mercy from Hashem that he doesn't have to suffer.
Because if we were already in the, the Zebra, as they say, Hashem, it's like, that Hashem, what that will say.
Right.
Okay. That's what I mean. You let's say you start small, and then it makes it really one wrong. The next year, two wrong. It's fine.
It's
fine. So when you fail, you always have to pursue it. It's just wrong. Maybe they will. They saw the problem. When they fail, she will put it.
Well, the good thing about being about teshuva is that when we fall to a place that we know. We've been there before. And it's like, Tov, I've been there before. I'm here again. Oh, I've been there before. I lived 20 years, 30 years, however long it is, everybody, right? People who are about teshuva. I live like this, Tov, I'm not as bad. Even though my falling, I'm not where I was. So even though I fell, my falling is still much higher than where I used to be. So, Tov, it's not so bad, I'll get up again. But if I fell to a place that I was never really ever before, and then I had to get out of here, what am I doing? I can't even understand. But I can understand if I fell. Oh, I'm still higher than I was. So I know how to get back up. Tov, let's just finish the Gemara. Divaracher, alternatively, Shekarachen, Zedorosha, Moshe, B'Yoshua. Alternatively, Shekarachen, it's Moshe and Yeshua. Not just Moshe, like we learned before, Moshe and Yeshua. Hebel Yofi, Zedoroshel Hiskiah. We just move one up. And Yirat Hashem, Ki Titalal, Zedoroshel Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai. Why? Gemara explains. Amor Lava Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elai. They said about him, Shayu Shisha Tamidim. Six students, Mitkasin Batalit Achad, would cover themselves with one talit. But Oskim Torah, and they would study Torah. What does it mean that they will cover themselves with one talit? So Rashi says, Mikasim Batalit Achad, Aniyim Hayu, they were poor. They were poor, and yet they still study Torah. They were so poor that six of them covered themselves with one talit, and they still study Torah, which is a bigger praise. One thing to study Torah when you have got food and drink and eat, but when you're that poor to still be studying at that high level, that's even greater. Oh, that's the end of the So you can ask questions on all the generations, right? The generations before, they were stronger, were they better? It depends. They had Moshe Rabbeinu, they had the Tanayim, they had the Gedolim, they had Rashi, right? And we have no one, so to speak.
But aren't we?
On each generation, you could have, and we're much weaker, but we've got a harder task, we've got an easier task, we've got comforts they didn't have.
Aren't we making the same mistake as those that are criticizing Noah? In the generation of the flood.
Mm-hmm.
Some commentaries say that if he was in the generation of Abraham, he would just be a simple person.
Yes.
But given he was in a generation that was so corrupt and immoral, he was considered a Tzaddik.
That's that. Nice. That's a nice explanation.
I mean, if I remember the explanation right, this is a classical explanation.
Very good. Yeah, so in our generation, because Baal Shem Tov, no, who said it, that anyone who washes their hands in the morning in this final generation, anyone who washes it does Natilat Yadayim, like properly, not just like shh, but actually does it with Kavanah, he'll be on the level of the Baal Shem Tov. Who said that?
Who said that?
Who said that? I can't remember who said it. Who said that? There's someone who makes Natilat Yadayim is on the level of the Baal Shem Tov.
There's
some verse of Svara that said, right, this generation, if you've made Natilat properly, you're right, because.
Yes, that you come to the yeshiva. You come out with so much color time.
You are coming, come to me.
Come next morning, you say.
To get from the second hour, to here, you've got so many things, right? There's lots of things that can stop you on the way. You might never get out in the coffee shop, right?
I mean, think about it. We've made Aliyah from wherever, and the whatever is probably 100 times worse than what they had two generations ago. And now we're in yeshiva trying to study.
Yes.